This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 6:12 on Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of reserve seats to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel. So this is the one with Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fantastic in this role, actually.
She was at some premiere last night or something, and she looked stunning.
Do you know what she's in from, like, prior to this?
She was in, the thing I know her from is this movie called Room, which is based on a book that I read.
She won the Academy Award for that.
She did. She had been abducted as a 15-year-old. I don't even know how old. And this guy had her in this room, in this shed in his backyard for 10 years. She had a baby.
Oh, so it's based on the story?
It's not. It's based on every one of those stories. It's its own thing, though.
Oh, okay.
And it's told from the perspective of the little boy that she had.
The son.
What was that called again?
Room.
Did you also see Kong Skull Island?
I did not.
She was in that, too. Mm. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, she's... and she hosted Saturday Night Live, too. I saw her on that, and she's cute on that.
Cool.
So, good for her. This is going to be, you know, for the rest of her life, she'll be able to go to Comic-Cons. You know, if you're even in... Like, look at Scott Capurro, for God's sake. He's not even in the Star Wars. I'm sorry. But he's not even in it. And he can go to Comic-Con, and people actually have apparently a grasp of who he was. One of the heads of the two-headed monster, the other head played by Greg Proops.
Well, that's like the king of nerds knows all the stuff, right?
They actually would know his character's head's name.
That would be status for someone who's a geek, a Star Wars geek. They'd be like, yeah, I know all the stuff.
So if someone who's not really even in the movie can tour and do these whole Comic-Con things.
Styling.
This chick is styling.
Sure.
Like, she never has to make another movie. She just go there and charge $10 for an autograph, and people will do it. Those people from Battlestar Galactica, like, my kids almost fell on the ground when they saw them. It's like, oh, God, mother of all Cylons. Ah.
If you guys ever make it to a comic book
$10
convention.
$10 we paid for that picture.
Yes. The one that usually has the longest line is Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Oh, I liked Elvira growing up.
You were Elvira when... Mm-mm. Halloween or
no,
something.
No, she should be.
People say she should be.
Oh.
I did a Amy Winehouse one time.
Oh.
Trying to see how old Elvira is.
She's got to be pretty old
She's
now.
She's at least 70? 65.
Okay.
At least.
Elvira,
I agree.
67.
Yep. Oh. At least, and he called it. Anyway, how do we get on this? Because
Brie
Captain
Larson,
Marvel,
Captain
right.
Marvel.
So, Colin and Brian, listen, this screening is in San Jose.
Yes.
So, you know, bear that in mind if you're trying to win these tickets. Like I've said every day this week, if you live in Novato, this might not be the screening for you. Or maybe you'd like a road trip. March 5th, that's this coming Tuesday, AMC Saratoga 14 Theater in San Jose. So, call now.
By the way, someone wrote in and they guessed the burger place you went to. And if that's the case... I've had their veggie burger and didn't like it either.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Is it? Look at me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And
it was mushy.
So when I go there,
tasteless.
I will get a burger, just cheese, meat, bread. Mm. Thanks.
You don't want the lettuce, tomato?
No, because it's a particular, anyway, no, I'm not that into them.
It's super greasy.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, you know, it actually does taste good in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then later I'm just like, kill me.
Because the vegetables become...
It just completely coated in the grease.
And
you know what?
That
is very interesting. Maybe I'll do that next time. I'll let the bread do a little more absorbing.
I take the veggie off it because it doesn't work out for me. By the third bite, I'm all...
Greasy lettuce.
Right.
What if they just use super fatty meat?
Because
the
know.
Meat tastes good. I mean, it's all, you know, just doesn't seem super high quality because it seems like it's full of fat. Whatever. I'm sure.
Anyway,
love
I just
that.
Wanted you to know that someone else.
Thank
and then
you.
That, and when I saw the name, I went, "Oh, I've had their veggie burger too." No, thanks.
Yeah, no, I was not impressed. There used to be this place right near my house that did the most delicious veggie burgers.
What happened to them?
The first thing was, after a couple years of going there, I asked, you know, for the veggie burger with Swiss, and they put this piece of cheese on it that was totally not Swiss. I go, "This isn't Swiss cheese. This is awful. It tastes like that freaking Provel stuff is all stuff." Uh-huh. And the guy goes, "Oh, I'm not supposed to say this, but we changed cheese." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It doesn't even have holes in it. This is not Swiss cheese. It's disgusting. Like, don't even put it on the." So that was the first thing. And then they like sold it, and the name changed, and now they don't do a good veggie burger there anymore. I know. What a bummer. Wow. I can't find a good veggie burger anywhere.
Well, the restaurant biz. That's the restaurant biz right there.
Right. I know. A place can be packed all the time and have delicious food, and then it's just closed. And they're like, "We couldn't make ends meet."
Well, there's a couple places near me that I've had the same thing where I went, "I've been burned by these people now 4 times. Mm. I gotta, it's on me now." Mm. I'm the dummy that keeps showing
right.
up,
yeah.
going, "Here's more money."
Hoping to recapture
whatever used to be there, and it's gone.
Mm.
And that's my fault.
No, maybe
I don't go there anymore.
It looks like it is now confirmed that Ed Sheeran is married. So a year ago...
Was there a question?
There was.
Oh, right.
A year ago, he started wearing this wedding band. He wasn't married at the time. He let people speculate as much as they wanted. He actually just got married just before Christmas this past year.
Was he trying to get used to the ring, maybe?
I don't know. He said she made him the ring. So he married, is this girlhood?
Cherry Seaborn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like someone he's known. He's all about his friends, you know, these people. When he broke his leg when he was 6 years old.
We're all about that. You find sure. yourself, I mean, look, you still see Village all the time.
I love Village. I actually really miss him.
Right.
So he, and it does seem like he's a guy, he's written a million songs about his friends. And, you know, we've got the one friend who is divorced and his brother overdosed. You know, that one song.
These
Hassle
are the people
the
you grew up with. That's
right.
who you should...
And so when
I talk about Jason Sisko. That's the kid I grew up with.
And so I think when he starts to get fame and gets all these sort of glamours on, he went, "You know who my real friends are? They're those people back home."
Right.
So, and I don't know if that's where he found this Cherry Seaborn. She's apparently a hockey chick, too.
Oh, I thought they dated in high school.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
That he sort of circled back for her, like, "I never got over Cherry Seaborn."
Right.
Well, she's Cherry Sheeran now, officially.
Nice.
Good for them.
They are calling her his hockey star sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So she's a hockey player?
I don't believe she's a hockey player.
Says hockey star sweetheart. Let's see if Cherry Seaborn is a hockey player.
She's an incredible hockey player, according to her biography on the Duke University website. Ooh, Duke.
She went to Duke?
She led her team to runner-up in the Women's Hockey League 2 consecutive seasons.
Are we talking about ice hockey or field hockey?
I don't know. They're saying hockey star. Is it ice hockey or field hockey? It's a great question.
Yeah,
I would think they'd say field hockey.
Yeah, I think it's ice hockey.
At Duke?
I guess. Yeah, I can double check.
Because Duke is the lacrosse team. Like, remember the lacrosse team story?
Yeah, it looks like field hockey.
It is field hockey.
Yeah, they're known for lacrosse.
That is for sure not ice right
there.
Yeah,
that's not.
That would be grass.
Okay, is that Cherry?
Yeah.
Is it?
Number 19 forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
She seems
5 foot 6.
Anyway, his field hockey star sweetheart, they had an intimate ceremony. They got married just before this past Christmas, a year after he started wearing the ring, at his English country estate in Suffolk. Didn't he have a big fire there last year, too?
Yeah.
Not a big one, but like one of the structures, I guess.
Maybe
I've had a few people suggest I put the ring on before to get used to it and see if I even want one.
Oh.
So,
there's certainly no law against
it. I can see why
it.
He might have said, let me see if this is going to work out for me.
They're saying no celebrities were invited to the wedding. The Sun is reporting the ceremony was so small and intimate, about 40 friends and family members, and that's it. It was very quiet, just Ed's oldest school friends, limited family, and the priest. He wanted no fuss, and he wanted it to be something entirely for them. Just a tiny winter wedding.
Well, they're expensive, too. You know, he's on a budget.
Yes. You know, Ed, if only he was making money. Looks like he asked her to marry him in December of 2017. He shared the excitement about a month later. I actually remember this Instagram. He was, "Got myself a fiancé just before the new year. Very happy and in love, and our cats are chuffed as well." Because I was like, chuffed? What's that? Turns out it was a thing. Yes.
Like happy.
Right.
Thrilled.
I have to look for opportunities to use chuffed. I'm chuffed about it.
Don't. Because then you, do you really want to explain what that means every time you say it?
I want it to seem really worldly.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do want to. He had said that she made this ring for him. I never saw why men didn't wear engagement rings. It's the same commitment either way. Cherry made it for me herself out of silver clay. I don't know what that is. I really like it. So he just wears the ring.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Why? You know what? As I've looked at rings, there's a group of men out there that wear engagement rings with jewels.
Oh, sure. If you want that, look. And why shouldn't you? You should do whatever you want to do. Shouldn't you? I don't know. And now on to two stories about a Mandel and a Manziel.
Okay.
Howie Mandel is a germaphobe.
Yeah.
In his 30s, his dad died, 89, and he was devastated, of course,
right.
And yet he was talking about this memorial that they held for his dad at his family's home. The family was receiving mourners at the house. I don't know if they were, like, waking the body there or if it was just a memorial sort of party. One guy walks in and says to Howie, oh, are you the son? And Howie says, yeah. And the guy starts telling him what a wonderful singer his father was. And Howie's like, my dad did not sing. And they realize together that the guy was at the wrong funeral.
Oh dear.
This is some other funeral down the street.
Oh, geez.
Later that day, I guess he found a way to find some joy in his father's Memorial Day. This is not joyful. Later that day, he's talking to an old friend of his dad's, and right in the middle of the sentence, the guy goes, I gotta go. And runs out of the house. So as the guy took off, Howie noticed something on the ground.
And he runs out. And as he runs out, I think that he drops a candy or something. And I said, oh, you dropped it. And he just kept running.
Right.
And so I picked up the candy to try to get him. But he had gone.
Right.
And but it wasn't a candy.
Oh, no.
And he had a stomach disorder.
Gotcha.
And I picked up, and I thought it was a candy, and I went, oh, my God, and I screamed.
No.
Like a little, yes, there was, it was poop.
Right.
Oh, no.
It was poop.
Is that where you started being a germaphobe?
I do not know that when that whole thing started.
Hmm.
That's a fun story, though.
Yeah, sure. The germaphobe picks up the piece of poop.
Yeah.
And the guy, and it fell out of the guy's pant leg? How did that happen? Loose pants? I don't know.
Yeah, you would think if you had a stomach disorder, you'd wear bun huggers.
Yeah, and or like diapers.
No, you wouldn't
they
wear
have
diapers.
Adult diapers
well,
that you could at least, you know, contain
no.
it to get to the bathroom.
No, but a closed leg underwear for sure.
Still, poop is wet then, you know?
Well, this does, it sounds like he turded.
Like maybe a little hard.
My mom was screaming, and she takes me into the bathroom, and she scalds my hand. You know, I won't shake hands, and now I have poop of a mourner on my hand, and she's pouring, like, alcohol, and I'm screaming. I'm going, help me, help me. And the people in the living room are just going, oh, this family is just in such pain.
They think he's howling with grief. He's basically saying, it was the worst day of my life, but it was laugh after laugh after ridiculous laugh. He was telling that story. He was on the Hollywood Medium show. Do you know this guy, Tyler Henry?
Oh, sure.
So, and then we were looking at videos of him, like, freaking, I guess Rob Schneider, Howie Mandel guest hosted as Regis for Regis, back when Regis was on Live with Regis and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Schneider comes out. And Howie only wants to fist bump with anybody, so he's sort of indicating with his hand, like, toward the seat.
Oh. This time, taking on Europe. Please welcome Deuce Bigelow himself, Rob Schneider.
So look at that bit.
So you gotta watch his right hand as he's sort of gesturing toward the seat. Oh!
I got it!
Rob grabs him by the hand. He's holding it. Now it's... It's like he's trying to actually...
Yes!
That's two. He's grabbed it again. And he goes in for the third.
He's got to get over it.
Oh, my gosh.
So Kelly's like, do I need to go get you an antiseptic wipe? And she's like, you know, this is a real thing, Rob.
It's not, though.
Yeah, well.
Because I have it, too, but it is situational, and it is something. Sure, it's cute. He's on TV. He's having a moment. Trust me, he runs out of money, and he's living in the streets. He's not going to trip on every little weird thing that touches him. You have a survival instinct as a human.
You're saying he has the luxury of the time to deal
yes,
with this thing.
Yes, that this thing
I just don't know why he doesn't have a squirt. But
he is human, and we all have everything has a survival instinct.
Yeah.
He'll snap right out of that quick if he finds himself in a situation
yeah, it's like, where he it's like vegetarians in the zombie apocalypse.
He doesn't get to indulge himself.
Oh, I guess you won't be eating then. All I have is this
I'm the same
rabbit.
Way. Believe me, I trip out in hotels. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to be gross, but if I had to, I'd sleep on a sidewalk.
Dude, I've seen you sit on sidewalks.
Right.
I'm like, really? You'll sit on a sidewalk? You'll sit down in the elevator?
Well, you know what, though? That story about the KTLA newscaster is the one. When I think about the things that go down in hotels, not necessarily, you know, dying in there.
Right.
But the weird
yes.
sex that goes down where...
The dude did die, but it was, you know, after quite a bit of activity
yeah.
that was happening just in a days in a random days in hotel room, like
right.
disco lights and whips S&M. And chains.
Right. And when you think that they didn't clean that comforter and then you're the next guy in, that's the part where
yeah.
I'm all, okay.
Certain rooms should just really be lit on fire and remodeled after between each guest. Anyway, so Howie Mandel got ambushed by Rob Schneider. And I'm thinking if he's that bad, he's got a bottle of Purell in his pocket anyway. The Johnny Manziel story, because I thought it was hilarious that there was a Mandel and Manziel. Johnny Manziel, he was a Cleveland Brown for a minute. And he was a huge bust, not just, you know, on the field. He was just partying his ass off. That's like all he seemed to
Look,
care about.
So coming out of college, he was a very exciting college player.
Was he the number one draft?
He was really good. I don't know if he was number one or not, but I know the Browns took him number one.
Mm.
So he was a big, they put a lot in on him, and he was a bust. You're right.
So he has spent the last year playing for two different teams in the Canadian Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he was released by the Montreal Alouettes, and the CFL banned him altogether. And no one is saying why. Like, I don't know what he did.
Well, I my guess is, because he's got a drug and alcohol problem. Mm. So my guess is that he had a contract that stated he needs to stay clean. And he must have, whether they're pee testing him or he was late for work and showed up with something on his breath, I don't know. But
well, they're saying he violated undisclosed conditions in his contract and then wouldn't accept this undisclosed punishment that they offered him to stay on. Like, no, I'm not doing that. He went on Twitter and thanked his Canadian fans and says he'll look for opportunities to play football again in the U.S. Yeah, he's not coming back to the NFL, but there is that AAF you were talking about.
The AAF and the XFL is coming
back.
So he's probably got another chance. Although, at one point, he had a chance to be an NFL star.
Yeah. Well, we all do what we will with our chances.
Yeah.
Some of us squander them, others double down and capitalize.
He was a guy who, he's famous. Mm-hmm. And I believe he was caught in Vegas at a time when he'd said he was at home in bed.
Oh.
He was in Vegas.
That is too bad.
Like, dude.
No, the call of Vegas.
And it was one of those, like, moments where he had some stuff, like, you know.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No,
he had stuff
I mean,
all over his nose?
Yeah, like, he really.
Oh. Dummy.
He really.
But he knows you get a little water on there afterward. Come on.
He really got himself into trouble.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Let's see. What does a date cost? I'll do some fast facts. The most valuable apparel brand in the world.
Oh.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. What's going on with our cameras? We have some sound now? Oh, still no sound?
No.
So people can watch the show, but they can't hear the sound.
Yeah, we thought there was going to be something solved yesterday with some coding, but it didn't happen.
Coding.
Yeah.
Oh, coating.
Coding. C-O-D-I-N-G. Yeah.
C-O-D-I-N-G.
Yeah. The company's still working on it from New York. A lot of people are listening, are watching The Looking Glass, and then listening on radio.com.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, sounds like, you know, maybe there's a way you can match it up or something. I don't know.
It doesn't really match up. If you want to look, here
well,
we are.
Well, I'll give you an update tomorrow at 6:30-ish. Apparently, forget it. I'm not even going to tell you where to find the cameras.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. It's a great little thing.
Sure. Find all our podcasts
right
there.
Yes.
Yep.
Going to say RadioAlice.com, but apparently you can't watch us right now to hear us, so you might as well just hear us. It's radio.com.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yep. Great. Good times.
Here's what's happening.
Okay. Tell me everything.
So we've got a little break in the storm action. There's a little bit of drizzle on my drive-in, but nothing at all. No standing water, nothing major.
Yeah, the roads were pretty much dry.
Right.
Just things the size.
We got a little break, but we've got another storm coming.
Yay!
And we already have flooding in a big way up north. The Russian River has submerged areas of Guerneville. They're calling it an island now. Hmm. The Guerneville Island. It's flooded big time.
I heard like 2,000 structures are inundated.
2,000 homes, businesses, and other buildings have been flooded.
Aww.
So I can imagine our friends up north are like, the fires, the floods.
I know.
Does God hate us?
How about a discount on the rent around here?
Mm. How about it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, really.
Yeah.
If we're going to deal with this, if we're always on the run, maybe it should be cheaper to live here. Mm. The river topped 46 feet late Wednesday, and they say it's a level that it hadn't reached in 25 years. And we're not done. Get ready for more storms.
At least it's not still raining. You know, that's the thing. It's going to have a couple of days to go down.
Ugh. First couple years in Oregon, I had the feeling we all have right now, which is, when does it stop?
Right. Is this ever going to stop?
Give me a break. Are you
kidding?
Would
you get a good day here and there like we do? Like, usually there's one or two days.
But the thing is, I was finding myself by this time of the year in Oregon when I lived there going, if it rains one more day and you get up and it's raining and you just go, okay, well, all right,
one more day.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you just
shaking your fist
at the
heavens.
What I found living there is you realize you just have to live.
Yep.
And forget about the rain. You will be wet. You have to go running if you need to run. You have to go.
Got to walk your dog.
You just got to do your life, be muddy and wet. That's living.
Right.
The end.
Everybody's got. But is everyone up there a no shoes house? Like, you cannot track your muddy
feet. I can't
feet
say. I didn't go to a lot of people's houses. Mm. Kind of doing my own thing there for a few years.
Just, a little you time.
Just trying to be sober and be healthy.
Yeah. That's where you quit smoking, too, right?
I did.
That was where you were talking about running. You had to run. You would put on your shoes and run out of the house.
I quit smoking, and I had some solid sober years there. Mm. It was good for me. Rough, though, the weather.
Yeah. It's got to be depressing.
Anyway, more rain coming.
Yay.
The most valuable apparel brand in the world.
Levi's.
No. Mm. Levi's came in 29th place.
Prada.
Oh.
Prada. Let me see. Prada is not at the top of the list.
Versace.
Let's see here. Louis Vuitton is on the list. Hermes.
Mm-hmm. Kirkland.
Gucci is in there.
Oh. All above.
Rolex is on the list. Cartier makes
all above Levi's?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I would think that, you know, it would be about volume sold, but I guess no. It's about how
Nike is the only American company in the top 10, and it's number one. It's the most valuable apparel brand in the world right now. They're valued at $32.4 billion.
Wow.
Nike, everyone.
People love
speaking of
Nike.
Oregon, that's where they are.
Oh, is that so?
And that's where they come from.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess having Kaepernick as their spokesperson didn't hurt them.
Zara? Z-A-R-A. Anybody?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I've seen the store.
Yeah, I've been in a couple
Zara?
Times. I've bought some stuff from there.
What?
Like a button-down shirt and like a coat that I never wear.
Super high-end stuff?
No, it's not. It's like medium high.
Yeah, it's affordable, but it's yeah. nice.
They're saying it's a Spanish fast fashion retailer.
Fast fashion, huh? Yeah. Oh, is the fast fashion the ones that turn around looks from other places?
Oh, we did hear that term the
yeah,
other
the fast
day,
fashion.
Huh?
Like, yeah. they see it on the red carpet, and 2 days later,
fast
you can buy
fashion.
It. Fast fashion.
Adidas, fashion. H&M, Cartier, Louis Vuitton, Uniqlo.
Oh, which one is
that? Used to be the spokesperson for Uniqlo.
Uniqlo
nationwide
is actually great. I get my dress shirts from
there.
Oh,
dress shirts.
They're like $20, and they're just the regular old button down with the button.
That's all you want.
And you're like, man, when I spill salsa on this, you know what I'm going to do? Throw it away.
Oh, stop.
Get out of here, you.
I might just dump some salsa on it.
I'm not even worried about it. Well, you know.
Sure.
You get a nice shirt. I had this one really nice shirt. I spilled smoothie on it the day of Hamilton. There I am going to Hamilton in a t-shirt. Because I got one nice shirt.
And now you got multiple
Uniqlo. I got some Uniqlo shirts and I'm styling.
You're ready for that next red carpet event.
You got it. Hermes, Gucci, and Rolex are all in the top 10.
So, but number two is Zara.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is.
646 says Zara is another H&M.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
I went to the website. The clothes are inexpensive.
Okay. Coach comes in at 11th. Victoria's Secret, 12. Polo, 19. Old Navy, 27. Calvin Klein, 28. Levi's.
29.
Skechers, 40. And Reebok at 50. These are the most valuable apparel brands in the world.
Wow.
And Nike's number one.
Congratulations, Nike.
Nike just got the worst PR as this kid who's the next big thing in the NBA. Will be the next big thing in the NBA. Shoe just blew out while he was playing in a big game. His shoe just opened up and his foot came through the bottom of the shoe.
And
he hurt his knee.
Right, because of it. It's a terrible looking video.
He's lucky he didn't get hurt worse.
Right.
I should say, well, they're both lucky, but Nike's lucky too, because here's the next number one draft pick, and they're calling him a huge, the next big
just
thing.
Just a knee sprain? Just he'll be okay?
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
My
but
goodness. I think Barack Obama was at that game or something.
He was.
Right? Yeah.
Well, everyone went to that game because that dude's the next big thing, and it was Duke, North Carolina, which is one of the biggest rivalries out there.
Obama
in terms
of his shoe just exploded.
Yeah. Well, 30 seconds into the game, too. Like, he plants, and his foot comes through the shoe.
Maybe he has really sharp toenails.
He's huge. He's a big boy. Mm. But still, you shouldn't blast through your shoes.
No, you shouldn't.
It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, are you looking
that's
at
him roll over. Oh, there's his sock.
Yeah, and the shoe's up on his... Oh, boy. It really did just split apart. It's up his leg.
Blew open, yeah. A woman in Tennessee ordered food from a Mexican restaurant in Knoxville area last month.
All right.
She tipped the driver 89 cents. Apparently, the tip was given prior to the delivery on the credit card statement.
Okay.
So she must have rounded up to... It sounds like one of those you just round up to...
But there was already a tip included.
That's the tip. She gave the driver 89 cents.
She just rounded
up.
So
it sounds like when she did the charge or the order and they said, this is your charge, she said, round that up and make that the tip. I'm not sure, but the driver got the information in advance that they were only going to be tipped 89 cents.
Oh, so when she talked to them on the phone...
The driver knew what the tip was before dropping off the food. It was a 30-minute round-trip delivery and felt like she was getting burned. Mm. I don't have the driver's name, but her friend's name is Howard Webb. He's 31. He was in the car with her, the friend.
Just hanging out?
I don't know if he's... Well, we'll do anything for a lady we like. I don't know if he was an employee or just a friend who was going on her route to keep her company because he loves her.
I love you.
Right. Anyway, to get even with the woman, Howard suggested that he drop his man bag into the salsa she was going to get when they delivered the food. And of course, that's what he proceeded to do. Unfortunately, the woman didn't find out until later that she'd eaten salsa that a man had dipped his bag into. Do you know what I mean when I say bag?
I do.
You know.
He teabagged the salsa cup.
Anyway, we assume she ate it. How, so you ask.
I know how.
In what world would anyone find out that that had happened?
In the world that has social media in it.
They videotaped.
Oh, no. Okay, so I thought this was leading up to him having to go to the hospital because of the salsa.
No,
and
no.
And then he had to tell them what he had done.
Yeah,
the
no,
driver.
2019, you said. It's because of Instagram so, or
the driver
whatever.
Recorded a 14-second video of Howard.
Howard.
Dipping his man bag into the salsa. It ended up on Facebook. The police got involved, and he's now facing 3 to 15 years for ruination of food and or liquids.
With your man bag.
They're calling it a felony.
Well, it's not right.
No, it's not right.
It is a case of what you don't know won't hurt you.
Except that the driver videoed it and put it on Facebook.
Well, and someone making $29,000 a year at Facebook needed to get that down from there. She could have saved him.
That is...
That's horrible. That's horrific. Tip well, people. Tip well. I think this is... Let this be a lesson to all of you.
Well, and also, don't do stuff to people's food, man.
Also that.
Come
but
on.
Tip well, because there are people like this Howard
Webb.
Cosell guy, whatever
Howard
his
Webb.
Name is. Oh, boy. That is not appetizing.
No.
I wonder if he was shaved.
Really?
Yes.
Why? What difference would that make?
Well, it would make a difference in the cleanup on his end.
Okay.
I'm just picturing it.
So
and
you're
I'm
worried
wondering
about
if I picture
the mess he made of his
fuzzy.
Underwear.
Do they have enough paper towels to adequately, like, I don't know. I don't know why I was thinking. I take it back. I wasn't thinking about that. I wasn't wondering.
You totally wondered that.
I didn't wonder.
That's weird. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, Amy's Kitchen drive-thru in Roanoke Park has a great veggie burger. I know that they do. And you know what? They're in Roanoke Park.
Yeah, it's a little bit far from your
Amy's,
house.
Amy's, how about spreading the joy?
Yeah.
And moving your locations around a little bit.
That's the first.
Open some new
the one
stores.
In Roanoke Park, is that the only one or just the first one? Or
remember, we did some stuff for them.
Yeah, I thought you guys had said there's a
we
couple of
we liked it,
them.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
delivered
food to
us. Yeah, they need to spread out.
Yeah, get some more stores.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's.
Oh, we liked it.
Hey, help us out.
707 says, about the tipping lady, I often do small or no tips paying online and give cash tips so they don't get taxed on it.
Oh, that's smart. Well, apparently, unfortunately, even if the lady tipped cash, she also got a ball sack salsa.
What kind of salsa?
I don't know. I did not say
balsa.
Balsa.
That's not
she got
what
balsa.
I said.
Yeah. She did not get salsa.
That is not
that's
what I said.
She got balsic salsa.
Balsa. Just call it balsa.
But I want the word sack in there somehow. Would you do that?
I don't like it. I should have said that. I take that back. I didn't think of that.
Balsic.
So sorry.
What is wrong with us?
Nothing.
We're degenerates.
We got lots of time to fill. That's what's wrong with us.
Well, the problem is we all know what makes the other people on the show laugh.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
It's ball sack.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, did I say 800-400-3697?
I think
there's
you did.
A couple. Good morning. I missed why John doesn't do Wednesday night dinner with Sarah, John, and Debbie. Been listening 20 years. I totally talk about you guys to my friends like you're my best friends. And by now, they all know Sarah and Vinny. Love you guys so much.
He takes my younger son to his night class at College of Marin, and he goes and works out. And
good
then he picks him back up. If my kid would just get a license, then we could watch Survivor together.
Oh, I want him to Uber?
Did you watch?
Of course I watched.
I missed the end.
Oh.
I read about the end, though, and I'm curious about your thoughts. I saw the challenge, and then I went to bed.
Yeah. Well, do you know who got voted out then? I won't say. But they have this season, it's called Edge of Extinction, mm-hmm. and they have a choice to make as they leave. They think they're just leaving.
Right.
And they're walking down the path. Uh-huh.
Oh, well, at least I get to have, like, a burger or something.
Right.
And then they get to this little fork in the road. One side, you can leave the game. Keep going this way if you're all done. The other side is... grab this torch and get in the boat.
And you don't know what will happen.
And you don't know what will happen. So the guy is having a real quandary about whether or not he should. They leave it. You don't know what he decided. And he's all, you know, oh, my God. And God help me. God, help me decide. God, this. And they just, like, fade out of that as he's going on and on about, you know, God, give me a sign. God, tell me. God, what should I do?
The funny thing is I was reading one of the bloggers who does the recap was saying, spoiler alert, I don't want to say who it is, but the person goes, first of all, this person went on the game. So here's a person who goes on the game. So they get a choice to stay in the game. They're young.
Yes.
They have, as anyone knows, there's no health problems back home. There's no issues. Why wouldn't you stay?
Yeah.
Where's the decision? Stay in the game, dude.
You immediately walk over, pick up the torch, and get in the boat.
And you go left. Durr.
Yeah, Durr George.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the guy does.
Well, I'll be blown away if he doesn't decide to stay.
Oh, see, I feel like he's...
I feel like the blogger did. I feel like what...
Right, but it seems like if you're that conflicted that you're probably just trying to bail.
Yeah, maybe he's actually relieved.
I don't like it.
Guy's got big nipples. You notice that?
I did notice that.
There's a couple
man boob situations happening on the show.
There are.
The big white kid.
Yes. Also, I think he's a newscaster. Oh, he's got breasts. But this kid has just normal looking chest, but big old puffy nipples.
Yeah.
Can't stop looking at them. I feel kind of bad noticing them, but, you know, there they are.
You can't not notice them.
Because they're like a little castle.
I like that on a lady. I'm not necessarily interested in his, but.
Yeah. Oh, they're just so whoa. There they are again.
It's funny, though, that you went right to the term. You're like puffy nipple.
Yeah, they're puffy. They're puffy. They're puffed out.
That's how you'd refer to it, right?
Sure. Puffy nipple. Puffy. Okay, we're done now.
Okay, that's great.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.